Pam McLaughlin, many congratulations. Old Town Celtic champions again. You must be delighted.
Over the moon. It's great. That's three in a row, so the boys are all celebrating well anyway.
Now, it was a season that you went into with quite a few additions to the squad. You'd lost a few, you'd gained a few, but from early on, you had the momentum and you were always pretty confident that you were going to be there or thereabouts.
Aye, well, our target's always the top three, Chris, but you win it as a bonus, and the boys have played well all season. I've had a big pool, so it helps when you've got a big pool with the injuries and suspensions and that, so it was good. It's just a good league to play in.
Yeah, and you scored plenty of goals throughout the campaign.
Aye, well, that's as counting the cups, we're over 100 goals again between the leagues and the cups. That's three seasons in a row we've done that, so it was a good target every year.
Now, you went to Killybegs today to take on St. Catherine's Reserves. You only needed a point, but I'm sure you're glad that you got the full three, because I take it you weren't going down just looking for the draw.
No, the boys go out to win every week, because you couldn't even tell them. They don't think about it. They just think about winning games. So they're a good bunch of lads. They constantly just want to win.
Now, was there any time during the season that you thought the likes of Cadieux or Kildrum or Glen Carr or somebody else might be able to sneak in and wrestle it away from you?
Aye, well, Cadieux's been up there all year, then Glen Carr and Kildrum started hitting form and Strand's hot form. So it was just a matter of try to keep the boys' seeds on it. Look, one game at a time. It's not even the day. We didn't treat it any different for any other week. We knew we needed a point, but it was just keeping the feet together and trying to get the point. And as I say, sometimes these boys don't know when they're beat.
And tell us what's left now for the rest of the season.
So there's two games left. So the boys, they want to go out strong the two games. And there's a chance we could go undefeated this season. Hard thing to do, but the boys are wanting to go for it anyway. So we'll just see what happens in the next two games.
Yeah, now that would be some achievement. Finally, Tam, I know you're going to head off with the boys for some light refreshments. I think you had a winner in the Grand National as well, so a double celebration.
Aye, it'll probably cost me. I'll probably have to buy more drink now.